Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Rehabilitation Reimagined podcast. I'm your host, Nikki McCants, Doctor of Physical Therapy, and this is episode one. Everyone, and welcome to the Rehabilitation Reimagined podcast. I'm your host, Nikki McCants, Doctor of Physical Therapy, and I'm thrilled to have you here today. Welcome to day one. If you found yourself listening today, I'm excited to have you join me on this new journey, one that will undoubtedly grow and unfold as I learn more and more through this process. I know each and every one of you can think back to a time when you were a beginner, when you did something for the first time. For some of you, that might have been yesterday or last year. For others, it may have been a long time ago, because let's face it, doing something new is scary. And as someone who can be a bit of a perfectionist when it comes to putting myself out in front of crowds, this podcast is like a bold new move for me. So while I take a little time today to explain why I wanted to start this project and where I hope to take it, I will start by saying, if perfect is what you're looking for, you might want to move on now, because I can't promise you perfect, but I can promise you passion and inspiration. And who couldn't use a little more of that in their lives? All right, let's get down to it. So the inspiration for this podcast came from my work as a doctor of physical therapy, working primarily in an outpatient setting with individuals who are living with injuries, with diseases or disorders of the neuromuscular system. Now, what do I mean by neuromuscular condition or injury? Well, this is a very broad term, and it can refer, for instance, to an individual born with Down syndrome, someone diagnosed with autism. It could be a person who experienced a stroke or a spinal cord injury. It might refer to someone diagnosed with Parkinson's disease or with multiple sclerosis. It could also refer to someone living with a chronic condition like POTS or spinal muscular atrophy. So it's a broad term, and it's meant to be broad because I don't see it as my role to define who fits into this category. It's up to the individual listener to decide if they feel that their lived experiences resonate with the topics we're going to discuss here. So if you hear even a small part of yourself, or your family members, your friends, or your clients in the stories and words of this podcast, then you know you're in the right place. Now, as a physical therapist, I love to learn. I think you have to be if you decide to go into this career. Because for the vast majority of recent graduates, the path to becoming a PT requires, at a minimum, 7 years of higher education. Unless, of course, you take the scenic route like I did, and you can expect to add a couple more years onto that. And I've had the privilege of learning a great deal from brilliant professors and mentors, from top-level researchers in my field and related fields, but I think my greatest teachers to date have been and are the clients that I work with. So aside from helping me to become a more experienced and effective practitioner of physical therapy, one of the most striking things my clients have taught me and continue to teach me is how little anyone outside of the firsthand experience can understand what it is truly like to live with, to recover from, to care for a person with, and perhaps most importantly, to thrive with these types of injuries and disorders. Now, I have a great deal of knowledge stored in my brain that comes from research and from books, but I've found through my practice that I'm often confronted with questions about equipment, about alternative treatments, other healthcare specialties, the need for social and emotional support, questions about returning to driving and to work, to getting back to school, and so many other things that I find are often not a part of the general curriculum of many physical therapists, at least not to the degree that I encounter it in my own practice. And this translates into a disservice to our clients who don't just need to know how to make their arm work again, for instance, after a stroke, but have so many other important questions related to this new life or lifestyle that they're confronted with. So while I know there's still so much for me to learn, one of my favorite parts of my job has become educating my patients and their families and their caregivers about some of these topics and helping them to navigate potentially life-changing or even sometimes life-shortening occurrences in a way that helps them feel empowered. So the real impetus for this podcast came recently when I realized that after years of clients coming to the clinic where I work and saying over and over again things like, "No one has ever told us that before," or we had no idea this existed, and I wish I had found this out years ago, is that if in the relatively large metropolitan area where I work, there are so many people feeling at a loss to access the resources and information that they need, then there must be an even greater number of people outside of my own community that are in need of those same resources and the kind of information that will help them to become better self-advocates in their healthcare, to improve their quality of life, and hopefully to empower them to create the best life they can. Because isn't that what we're all striving for? So out of this need was born this podcast, a work in progress, as we all are, a way for all of us as a community, both the healthcare practitioners and the people we serve, to learn and share the information that you may never have known existed, but might find helpful at just the right time. So depending on the day, you may hear me talking about a variety of topics that you might find helpful or interesting. You might hear a guest who is an expert in their field talking about the work that they do and dropping some serious knowledge on us. And oftentimes you will get a chance to hear the voice of one of your community members sharing their story and helping each and every one of us to know that no matter the circumstances we find ourselves in, we are never truly alone. So once again, I'm really glad you're here, and let's see where this adventure takes us.